This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3876, from Monday, the 12th of June, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Recording an Episode for Hacker Public Radio. It is hosted by Ryuno Ki and is about 8 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, sharing my experience as a first-time contributor.
Hello again, my name is André Jenisch, also known as Ryuno Ki. Last week I recorded my first episode on Hacker Public Radio, the podcast you are listening to right now. This one is recorded on the 15th of May 2023. Again, I'm publishing it under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License. I was surprised to get mentioned on the Fediverse after submitting my show. You can find me there at ryunoki@layer8.space. No dash and the 8 as a digit. Link will be pasted in the show notes. In case you want to reach out to me. I'm also delighted to have received an email even before my last episode was airing. I was asked whether I am interested in recording an episode on my experience with contributing to Hacker Public Radio for the first time. So this is going to be the topic for today. And a warning up front, I have a reputation of overthinking stuff. I blame my neurodiversity for it. That being said, I'm positive that sharing my thought process can help make the service better for everyone. I'm recording this episode again using Audacity. Now, there's a choice about which software you can use for a podcast. Online-based as well as offline ones. Audacity was in the news for sending analytics home. However, I couldn't find any indication in the settings for it to opt out of them. The forks of the software weren't packaged up for Debian as far as I could tell. Or perhaps they require an additional sources.list entry. I don't know. Before recording my very first podcast here, I had only experience with some video recording, oftentimes done by the host, but I also prepared a few videos for an online course, which I couldn't publish because life happened, and talks I give during the pandemic years. As I often do when I enter a new subject, I went to the library and grabbed some books to learn more. In particular, I landed Podcast by Dirk Hildebrand, a small book in German published at Haufe. I add a link to that in the show notes. Reading through it, I learned that I'm doing okay. It's really easy to start a podcast as HPR promises. The thing I should spend some attention on is keeping a consistent distance to the microphone. Enable some level of feedback during the recording so that I can listen to what is recorded while speaking using my gaming headset, a Logitech G230, and prepare a script. I don't have to think about designing images for the show or episodes because HPR will take care of that for me. It might be different if I start my own podcast, perhaps using FunkRail or CastorPod. Right now, I'm not taking steps towards that, mainly because I need to rent some web space first, and in my experience, streaming takes some considerable amount of bandwidth. Pair that with hosts that try hard to convince you to buy your domains with them as well, and the choice shrinks. I have my DNS provider already, thank you very much. I looked into how to do feedback in Audacity, and I think the best I could do for now is sitting on the microphone icon next to the meters in the upper right of the interface, and enable observation before I start recording. Also, leaving a little bit time before and after the recording allows me to cut keyboard clicks for starting and stopping the recording. In HPR episode 3802, I also learned about skipping silences, which is a fact in the special category on Audacity. I hope I don't have pauses so long that I'd warrant to truncate them. My main thought about going with Audacity was post-processing directly after the recording. I learned from my talks that I already feel comfortable with the script in front of me, which is why you hear me speaking like that. It gives me the security I need to avoid too many arms. However, I feel like a few things are missing. Considering that this is a podcast that is distributed through HPR and its partners, I would like to have chapter markers. I couldn't find a hint on how to add them in the form I was presented on HPR. Using timestamps, it allows me to easily scan the outline of a recording, which aids in the decision-making process on whether it's worth the time to listen to a particular episode. I hope you consider this episode to be useful to make the time for it. Thank you. Another question mark I had when preparing the recordings were the settings. I'm used to have a guideline when recording videos for an online talk, things like preferred format or container, to technical details like stereo or mono, to the sampling rate, value, as well as whether static or variable. The only thing I found is a hint that submissions will be transcoded to mono. I record in stereo with a default 44.1 kHz sampling rate here. There was no recommendations on the format, so I went with the Ogg Vorbis instead of MP3 because of license freedom. Audacity appears to not support FLAC, so I have to use a lossy format. It's true that MP3 enjoys wide support, but I want to encourage freedom when given the choice. I could have chosen WAV files, but those tend to become huge really fast. Now, I also add metadata to the recording. Vorbis offers comments for that. You can compare to ID3 tags for MP3 files. Given that I couldn't find a way to enter these chapters information in HPR web forms, I'm experimenting with EasyTag from the Debian repository. From reading the source code of my podcatcher of choice, that is AntennaPod for Android as distributed in the Android App Store, I can tell that it parses these comments at least. If that doesn't yield results, I hope to see that there's a Vorbis comment of the Vorbis tool package for the command line, and there's Qt3 with a Qt or CLI interface. Expect some slight different metadata by me over the course of my contributions to HPR. Last thing I want to highlight before ending this episode is show notes. Now I have more experience with blogging than recording a podcast. When researching recommendations online, there's all this SEO fluff, that is search engine optimization, that goes into writing subtitles, usually with catchy titles, clickbait and all the rest. I have opinions here. However, I enjoy that there is no leave a rating and a review part in the episodes I listened to so far, because a podcast is a special RSS feed, basically. Why would I want to bind myself to a special platform? But then I also want to be able to read up and search through the content of a podcast episode. Right now, I'm sharing my prepared script as a show note. It should come off as a wall of text. I'm open to feedback on this front. You can find my Keyword site profile below. Please do reach out to me. And that's it for today. I thank you for listening to me. Looking forward to hear from you, be it in writing or as an episode on HPR.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.